Hey there, Kimberly Olson here, also known as the Gold Digger Girl. I'm a best-selling author, self-made millionaire, top recruiter, network marketing coach, and branding ninja on a mission to inspire you to get lit in your business and set your soul on fire. Join us as we dive into the action-oriented strategies that are going to allow you to scale your online business and create simple systems that duplicate. Let's get started. All right, before we get into this episode, I just want to take a quick minute to extend an invitation to you to our upcoming conference, Like a Gold Digger. Now, I know you might be going, oh, I can just watch Kimberly's Facebook Lives. I don't need to travel. I don't need to do all those things. And I'm here to tell you, yes, you absolutely do. My life, my business has been transformed by making the time to take a time out from the day-to-day. We're just really stuck in our business, right? Keeping our head above water to being able to work on my business. And guess what? This is not just a fill your cup up, be inspired conference. This is a working conference. Pen and paper, action steps you'll be implementing. And me personally, I'm actually going to be working with each participant to verify that they are social media marketing experts. So if you want to walk away saying, I have achieved these outcome objectives, I know how to build on social and have your plan in place, get yourself to Like a Gold Digger conference. Click the link in the post note or in the notes below. We'll get you in there. The packages are selling out. Grab your ticket now, bring a friend, and we'll see you there. Hey, hey, Kimberly Olson here, back for another episode of the Gold Digger Girl podcast. Today, we have an episode that is full of value for you. We're going to be pulling this one from the archives, but it's all about content and crushing it with your social presence. I absolutely know you're going to love it, so stay tuned for your crash course on content. Listen in. To be in the house with you guys today. So I want to know, let's talk about content. Let's like really get into it. Okay. This is the trust tree. Okay. This is not my wall. Whatever you put in here is safe, but I want to know, be completely honest when it comes to your content, what is holding you back from rocking it? Because the majority of people, when I do audits, they're missing the mark. So is it, you don't know what to post? Is it the frequency? Is it the consistency? Is it the time management where you're just like, the whole day will go by and I'm just sitting there scratching my head. Like I didn't even get onto my wall to post, right? I've also heard people say, I sit there for 30 minutes and I stare at my phone and I don't know what to post, right? Or I post things, I'm consistent, but nobody's commenting. So drop it in the comments below so I know where we're at on things. And I am here to help you guys out, okay? All right, so we're going to talk about the content crash course. We're going to talk about personal profiles versus stories versus Facebook groups. I'm actually not going to cover business pages, but I'll touch on it real quick, okay? You do not need a business page unless you're going to monetize, okay? You do not need a business page unless you're going to spend money with Facebook ads. That's what I mean by monetize. Sorry, probably shouldn't say monetize. You do not need a business page unless you're going to use it for Facebook ads. Now, if you want the ManyChat feature, you do need a business page, but you don't need to actively be growing your business page or posting on it to use the ManyChat feature. It just syncs up with it. So for example, my team, when someone joins my team, they opt into a 14-day automated ManyChat bot that sends them their action step for the day for 14 days. So that way we know everybody's getting the same training and it's automated, so I don't have to do the same training over and over and over again. Well, I have a business page just for that, okay? And it just fires off. So it's not like I'm posting on that business page. It's just kind of like a secret one. So if you have a business page, you don't need it unless it's rocking and you've already had it. But maybe you saw your upline posted one and you're like, maybe that's what I need. Or you're like, okay, I'm selling water cups. It's like fun Gold Digger water cups. And I definitely need my business page so people can come over and find my water cups. That's not how social media works. People don't just like find the water cup business page. The way that they are going to buy the water cup is if you go live or do a post or go in your stories and you say, oh my word, you guys, best hack for drinking enough water for those that work from home or are at a desk all day is get a cute cup like this that will keep your drink cold, a straw. People with that don't like to drink a lot of water tend to do better with a straw for some reason. And have something motivational on it so you feel like you're going to crush your day. If you want this water cup, tell them where to get it. That's like how you're going to sell water cups. Okay. So it's not going to be from your business page. We all think that, but that's kind of a myth and it's Facebook's way of making money, pay to play. Okay. So if you already are going live and you want to know where should you share stuff, right?
you can go ahead and go live on your wall, on your personal profile, and share it to your business page just to drop it there. So let's say you, that's not a good example with the cup, but let's say you did all kinds of cool stuff with recipes and healthy eating for busy moms on the go, and you went live on your wall showing them, have you guys seen that? I don't even have it anymore because I used to cook, you guys, I used to be freaking so clean. Everything I ate was from scratch. I meal prepped every week. I made dinner. I mean, it was like, I was into it. And then I had kids. So I'll get back into it one day. Anyways, there's like something on my keyboard here. I think my makeup's like coming off my face. I don't even have a lot of makeup on. So have you guys seen those salad containers where it has a lid, there's a divider, and there's like a little thing to open up how much like moisture gets in there. And then there's this bottom part. So it's like the salad isn't touching the bottom. So there's a gap. So that way it doesn't get swampy and gross. Okay. I used to have that thing. It was awesome. So let's say I went live and I was like, here are five ways to keep your produce fresh, right? Like how many times do you buy produce? Friday comes and it's all nasty. And you're like, oh great. Like I spent all that money on it and it's wasted. And you had a business page that was like the Crunchy Mama, or Semi-Crunchy Mama or something like that, you could take your Facebook Live that you did on your wall and share it over to your business page and just have it there for content. But don't expect it to like go crazy, okay? The reach is going to be through your organic content, which is going to be your wall, your stories, and your Facebook groups, okay? All right, so we're seeing don't know what to post plus time management and homeschooling. Oh, I feel you. She's on the computer right now as we speak. I need to know how to plan my posts and schedule them because I'm going to be working full time for the first time in 21 years. Oh gosh, that's a big change. Yeah, girl, I'm mastering Trello at the moment for sure. So Trello will be really helpful inside of Gold Digger University, the mastermind. Today, I just posted a Facebook planner. So go in there and get that if you're in Gold Digger University. Get the planner, download it, make a copy. I shouldn't say download it, make a copy, and then it's going to be yours and you can plan out your content in there. And then we're doing storytelling in September. Some of you have heard me talk about this today. If not, it might be new to you. Put university in the comments and we'll get you connected. So storytelling in September, what we're going to do is I have a calendar already done, and every day I'm going to give you a daily prompt for your social media and I'm going to teach you how to do it. Okay. So if you're like, yes, someone just like help me plan out my content. So I was gone for, I think 16 days in July and a couple weeks in June. Like I was not around very much this summer, and I had to plan all my content ahead of time and batch record my YouTubes and all that stuff. So planning ahead can free you. So if you work full time or you're getting ready to go travel or you're trying so hard to post, but the homeschool is getting you and kids, you're going to have to do it in the morning, at night, or the weekends. You're just going to have to make that commitment. And really, if you really want to crack this and figure this out and be committed to your goals, you will make the time. We make the time for what's important. Okay. You can do this. All right. So what we're going to do here is we are going to look at the different types of content and what that looks like across social media. So you can see how it all goes together. Okay. All right. Here's the three biggest places you're going to post and what kind of posting you should be doing. First place is your personal wall. Now, I want you to think of your personal wall as your front yard, okay? It's your front yard. So let's just say you're in a neighborhood, not on a farm or something. So it's in your front yard. And in this front yard, this is your biggest net. Think about it. In your neighborhood, where are you going to meet the most people in your neighborhood? Outside, right? In your front yard, hanging out like on the edge. I'm looking at ours because we have an acre, but we're in a subdivision, you know, if that makes sense. So if I was in the front yard, there's maybe, you know, half a dozen houses right here. So I'm in my front yard and I can connect people that way, right? Well, this profile, your wall, it's going to let people get to know you and decide if they want to know you better. Do they want to get to know you better? Are they liking your vibe? Are they liking what you're showing up? How are you sharing? All that stuff, okay? So this is where you're going to share you. You're going to share selfies. You're going to share personal stuff. You're going to share, you're going to sprinkle in your business and your products through curiosity. Not, I just looked at a dozen profiles yesterday and I was just like, oh my gosh, so many people are still posting about their products and their opportunity. Like join now, $1. No. Don't do that. Okay. Curiosity. Through your curiosity post, you can share your products. You can share your business opportunity, all of that stuff. Okay. you definitely can, but you need to share you. Okay. So what's going on with your kids? What trips are you planning? What's an inspirational post you can put of a obstacle you've overcome? Okay. So your personal wall is holistic. It's going to be about you, your business, inspiring things, products that you're loving, you know, cool things that you found, fun things, right? What are you reading right now? Ask people, hey, I'm getting ready to go to an event. Should I wear this or this, right? Or, hey, I'm getting ready to cut my hair. Thinking, should I keep it like this and show another picture of you 10 years ago? Or should I chop it off? Like, engage your audience and share about who you are, okay? So don't try to be this like professional posh. Like, if you're in a health and wellness company and your product is really technical, it's very science-based, you don't need to like show up with a lab coat and your like black glasses and be like, today we're going to talk about the ingredients acai. No, you just need to be yourself. Okay. Just show who you are and people will be attracted to that through your content. The next area is your Facebook groups. Think of your Facebook group as the kitchen table, okay, of your home. This is sharing a meal together, right? We're around the table, you know, chatting, sharing stories, sharing stuff about ourselves. It's more intimate. There's more depth to it. Okay. And the content is more focused. So on your wall, I want you to think personal, but well-rounded. So kind of holistic, working in your business, working in your products, or if you're a coach, working in what the services that you offer. Your Facebook group is going to be more focused content. So if you didn't go through my Facebook group's Profit Seekers Challenge, which was in this group, actually, it's in the back office of Gold Digger University. So go in there and find it, go through it again, put university if you need to get in there still. Okay. And go through that because you're going to see how to do a Facebook group the right way, but you need a focus for the Facebook group. Otherwise people won't go in there. They won't join. They won't stay and they won't engage. But if it's focus, what's in it for them, you offer value, you solve their problems, you know, their pain points, you give them the solutions, they're going to stay. Think about this topic right here. Okay. This will probably get somewhere between 700 and 1,000 views. Okay. Why? Because I'm going over something that I know you all need help with, because I did a post on my wall a few days ago and I said, hey, I'm planning out my content for Monday. Here's the three different topics I'm thinking are add your own. And this came up. So I'm in this group sharing this content because this is more of a private conversation of types of content, where to post it, right? But I'm in here sharing this content with you because I know you need this information. And I know you're in here because you're like, yes, help me out, Kimberly. See how beautiful that relationship is. If this group was just super general and I was like, hey, today I'm going to talk about natural deodorant. And then tomorrow I was like, hey guys, I just want to tell you about, how to, when you're traveling, how to save money on travel. And then the next day I was like, okay guys, let's talk about crushing Instagram. You would just be like, what is happening? Right? Like, you might raise your hand for some of that stuff, but are you going to stay engaged? Probably not, right? The people who have vision and clarity are the ones that other people will follow. Okay. People want to follow someone who seems to know what they're talking about. So be that person. So the Facebook group is going to be more focused content. All right. So this is your homework so far. Personal wall, I want you posting every single day. I want you to imagine I'm on your shoulder and it's 3 o'clock and you're just like, the witching hour is happening. Your kids are coming home or they're already home and they're losing their ish. And you're just like, oh, tomorrow. Oh no, ma'am. No, sir. You're going to pull up your big girl panties and you're going to dig deep and you're going to say, Kimberly's right on my shoulder. And this is what she's saying. Just freaking post. Okay. Listen, it can be a sentence. I've posted a sentence. Is mindset everything? And I had 200 and some comments. Yes, I have a decent sized audience. It was one sentence, one question. It took me 30 seconds to write it down. So how do I do that? I literally look at my day as an opportunity to share with you. I really do. I don't know how to explain it, but I know for a fact that I'm supposed to share my life with you. So if I'm looking around my day for opportunities of little nuggets of something that pops in my head, divine downloads, inspiration from God, shouldn't I listen to those little thoughts and share those with you? Absolutely. You probably have so much content, but as soon as you think of it, you talk yourself out of it. You're like, I can't share that. That's so dumb. Nobody's going to want it. Really? It's not true. Okay. You got to just let those negative thoughts go and tell yourself a new story. Yeah, I'm going to share that because somebody needs to hear that today. Somebody needs to see my post today. If I inspire one person, I have done my job. Okay. All right. So for your Facebook groups, kitchen table, sharing a meal together, it's intimate, it's in-depth, it's focused. So the wall, so let's do an example with, I have an idea. Let's do one with self-care. Okay. So let's say I'm like the mental health advocate. I'm all into self-care. I'm teaching moms. And I know we have dudes in here too. And people who are not moms. What's up, Kathy? I was just talking about you all day today. Okay. Whatever you've got going on. We're just going to talk about this as an example. Okay. Self-care for moms. On my wall, it's going to be more general. Okay. It's going to be a little teaser, a little taste. So I might say something like, Hey y'all, today we're going to do a mindset. We're going to do a mindset reset. I'm going to give you three simple strategies that you can implement today to get your mindset back on track. Because let's face it, it's a little hot mess express going on, messy bun on the run. We're feeling overwhelmed right now. Let's squash that. So on my wall, I'm going to go live and give three tips on a mindset reset. They're going to be kind of general. So while I'm teaching, and you guys see me do this all the time and you don't realize it, while I'm teaching, I'm going to say, by the way, if you want my free guide on my 10-step self-help checklist, whatever it's called, just put group below or put checklist below and I'll get that to you. Oh, if you want to get my training, we're actually going to do a guided meditation together inside of my group. If you want to do the meditation with us, put meditation below. I'm going to give them the good stuff inside of the group. So on your wall, if you're just like, I'm not sure like how much to give, think of your wall as you're outside on the front porch. You're out with your neighbors. When you're chatting with them, it's kind of surface, right? Like, oh, what teacher did Timmy get? Oh, Addison got, you know, Mr. Stemke. Oh yeah, we're excited about the Halloween. Hopefully they have the hayride this year. I don't know if they will with freaking COVID. It's chit chat, right? But then when I invite my neighbors, we have new neighbors actually. So they came over to swim and now we're talking about the real stuff. She's like, I seriously feel like we moved here and we're still on vacation. We're having margaritas and chips every day. And I'm like, girl, I hear this all the time from my friends, like totally get, like, it's the real stuff. When they come into our home, it's the Facebook group. Okay. It's the Facebook group. It's more intimate. It's more in depth. Okay. And you should feel like you know more about them. Like you're their person, you're their anchor for whatever that focus topic is. Okay. Now the last place we're going to go is our stories. And you might laugh at this one. Okay. But I want you to think of your stories as your bathroom, or you're at the gym, or you're out for a run and you're all sweaty, or maybe you're in your car in the carpool pickup line. Okay. It's like all those like random places of your life that it's behind the scenes. Like your neighbor's probably not going to see you in your bathroom, but people probably want to know, like, what do I do to get ready in the morning? You know, for like, what do I do to make my office set up to do Facebook lives, videos, webinars, and take selfies, right? Like people probably wonder, like, what's your office look like? What's the setup? That's the kind of stuff. Like, what is it? What's in your gym bag, right? Like if you're really diligent for working out, you've cracked the code with getting up in the morning, or what do you do for a miracle morning mindset? I always wanted to know that forever. Like Brennan Burchard, Marie Forleo, Amy Porterfield, all these rock stars that I followed early on, what did they do every morning? Like I would have given anything for them to say, this is exactly what I do every morning. I literally read this. I do this. And a lot of them share what they do, which is awesome. But it's in your bathroom. Like what's in your makeup bag, right? What, you know, what is it that motivates you? What music are you listening to? Or what YouTube playlist you got going on when you're running in 100 degree weather? Like I've put polls up in my stories and said, hey, who wants my YouTube playlist? Do you know how many people say I do? And then I share it with them. Like your stories is just behind the scenes. It's the fun. It's the, this is Kimberly, what she looks like when she just got done working out and is a little messy, right? Or, oh, here, this is exactly what I put in my smoothies. Or, oh, a lot of you have been asking me how I lost the weight. Yes, this is what I'm taking and I'm loving it. Okay. So you guys are all going to remember the bathroom, not like going to the bathroom, but like in the bathroom. Okay. But it's this is the key. What is it like in your life, unpolished, uncut, unedited, right? It's not the selfie with the filter. Okay. Sometimes it is because it's fun to make those stories, but it's like, this is what I would say to you. If you're just like, okay, I don't know what to do with my stories. If you really want to level up and you're like, no, I really want to do this, Kimberly. I'm going to challenge you. Just give it a try. Why don't you do it for me every day this week? You can not, I would go every day, but you don't have to do the weekends. Try it today. And even if you're like, oh, the makeup, there's filters. So just build a bridge and get over it. I want you to pull your phone up and I want you to record a story. Now, I personally use Snapchat. And the reason why I do that is because the filters are killer. So let me show you what it looks like. So this one right here, well, you guys can't see it. I'm like, hey, well, actually you guys can kind of see it. Hello. So the one with the little like doe eyes, you see that? But let's just say you're just like, oh, I look like trash. Look, there's one that's a black and white. You can't really see it. Well, sort of. Okay. They have all these filters. They have like the little like cute ears. Oh, I know. I'll take a picture so you can see. Okay. See that? If you don't have makeup on, you could totally do that and you would look so freaking cute. So what you're going to do is you're going to hold down the button to record, and then Instagram has good filters too, and you can save it and put it on Facebook, but you're going to hold down the button and talk. Okay. So here we go. Hey, hey, happy Monday. Hope you're doing awesome. I wanted to give you a little tip today that has really helped me out. It is getting a family calendar. So everyone's telling me to use Cozy. So I just downloaded it today. We're going to put everyone's schedules on there. Everyone has their time blocking. Everyone knows what they're doing. And we're getting super organized here. What are you doing at home to get ready for this school year? I would love to know. So what you're going to do is you're going to record yourself talking. It could be anything. It could just be like, I had this thought. It could be like, hey, happy Monday. How's it going? What goal are you working on this week? Or if you're in health and wellness, what's your workout schedule look like this week? I'd love to share ideas and exchange ideas. Okay. So you're going to go live in your story, or you're going to create a video in your stories. What this is going to do, it's you uncut. And who cares if you have a filter? Because when I don't have makeup days, it's not a lot going on here. So I would have to use a filter. So, or I choose to, but it might make you feel a little more confident to actually do it. But the video of you talking and they can hear you and they can see your voice, such a good way to get into video if you're not comfortable with lives, but talk about connection. So I'm going to challenge you to do that. I'm going to challenge you to go for it. Okay. Unpolished, uncut. What's going on? Show something funny in your house. Show your kids. Show people what you're doing, right? Maybe it's a book you're reading, or maybe you're going for a walk and you just had a positive thought. Someone inspired you today, okay? That's what it's all about. It's connection, just being yourself, and just making other people's days a little bit better. And when you start to get the hang of it, you're actually going to fall in love with the process, because you know you're making a difference. You know, because people will reach out to you, or they'll comment in your stories and they'll message you back. And when they interact with your stories, you get a private message from them. What a great way to open up the conversation.
Wow, talk about some fire, right? Now you're set to crush it in your stories, in your groups, and so much more. It's time to start creating and get posting. You've totally got this. Thank you so much for listening. If you found this helpful, don't forget to take a screenshot, share it in your stories, and tag me at the Gold Digger Girl. I'd love to give you a shout out as a thank you. Please leave a review as well. And thank you so much for listening. Until next time, get lit in your business and set your soul on fire. We'll see you next time.
This episode was brought to you by The Gold Digger Girl, the program that teaches you how to build the six-figure foundation for your business. If you want support from an experienced coach that's become a self-made millionaire, recently recognized as the number two recruiter globally in her network marketing company, she's helped countless others scale their online business and create simple systems that duplicate, all you have to do is email support over at The Gold Digger Girl. You'll see the option in the menu tab so we can find out best how to support you on your entrepreneurial journey.